This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. This week, American Airlines, the nation's largest carrier, posted a billion-dollar quarterly loss. The CEO resigned, and the company scrambled to avoid bankruptcy. Americans' financial troubles mirror those of the entire industry. Delta, Northwest, and Continental also reported massive losses this week. All are under intense pressure to slash overhead. Our commentator from the business world, Joe Nocera, is the editorial director of Fortune magazine. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Linda.
CEO Don Carty has resigned from American after it became known that he secretly doubled the salaries of his executive staff and then convinced union employees to accept stiff salary and benefit cuts. Did Mr. Carty damage the industry as well as himself, do you think?
First of all, Delta CEO and top executives have very much a similar agreement, which has also caused enormous turmoil and anger among their rank and file. So, as a broad trend, yes, this has hurt the industry a lot. Airline unions have historically had very bitter relationships with their companies. And, you know, what Mr. Carty did was he blew it. You know, he lined his own pocket in a way that was so egregious that the union said, "What fools we were to have believed that they were in this with us." And that was his mistake.
But American didn't get to be the nation's number one airline by making mistakes.
That's exactly right. But they're not just competing with United and Northwest and Continental. They're also competing with low-cost airlines, most particularly Southwest Airlines, which has a completely different cost structure and which, even in these hard times, is making money.
Is bankruptcy inevitable?
No, it's not. On Friday, the flight attendants agreed to stick with the cost reductions. The day before, the other two big unions, the pilots and the mechanics, also agreed. There's a reasonable possibility now that American will be able to avoid bankruptcy. But forcing Carty to resign sent exactly the right signal.
So do you think that other boards in other industries might take a lesson from Don Carty's demise and begin to move back on some of these huge executive salaries?
It sure would be nice if that happened. I mean, I think a lot of the outrage about what Donald Carty did flows from the growing outrage in the entire population about the way CEOs are making millions upon millions of dollars, whether a company does well or their company does poorly. It doesn't matter how many employees they lay off. It's a terrible situation. And really, the only way this is going to stop, in my opinion, is if the big institutional investors stand up and say, enough, we're going to start voting against your salaries if you don't bring them back down to earth.
Our business commentator, Joe Nocera, he is editorial director at Fortune magazine. He joined us from the studios of WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts. Joe, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Linda.